Hello, welcome to another episode of the Hope Mindful Compassion Show. My name is Paul Garrigan and I'm a mindfulness coach here at Hope Rehab.
My name is Brian, I'm a counsellor here at Hope.
I'm Natalie, I'm also a counsellor here at Hope.
So Brian, we were talking before, when you first started doing meditation, you didn't feel like a natural, did you know?
No, I couldn't stand it. I had an awful fear of sitting with my mind.
Had you sort of had any contact in meditation before? Because you before that.
Yeah, I had, in different rehabs, I'd done like relaxation and stuff, like falling asleep, stuff like that. I didn't really get the idea of it. My first real experience of what I would consider proper meditation was in Tamkabak, where the fear and the stuff that came back to my mind had me run out the door. I was like, I can't sit with my mind. It's madness.
And back then, what did you think the point of meditation was?
I didn't get it. I really thought, is this just, how do people do this? You know, I'm sitting here driving myself insane. You know? Yeah.
Isn't it?
That was also my my view the next time I attempted meditation, which is only about 2.5 years ago now, or 2 years about that.
And there's a lot of people, like, sort of the same, aren't they? A lot of people, like especially if they come here, they're not really prepared for meditation at all.
No. And it's interesting to see, because I can see where I was at that stage, you know. Yeah.
But what about you, Natalie? What was your sort of first contact with meditation?
Well, I've been meditating for about 2 years. When I first got into recovery, I started meditation. It really changed when I went to New Life just over a year ago. Before that, my meditation had been a bit like my drug use. I used it as a way of escape. So I would go and I would just try and get into this trance and block out everything and just float away, really.
And do you remember where you first sort of came in contact with meditation? Like, was it, you said 2 years ago, but had you done it before that?
About 10 years ago, I lived in an ashram for 3 months. And so I've been introduced to meditation then. But I hadn't kept it up. Then when I came into recovery, it was 3 years ago now, then I started doing it again, just short, like 5 minute stints here and there.
And did you have a sense from the beginning, like, because you had that experience 10 years ago, did you have a sense that, you know, that was somehow going to be helpful for you?
Definitely. I kept hearing about meditation. Spirituality is a really big thing for me in my recovery. And, you know, step 11 is through prayer and meditation, you know, to improve conscious contact with our higher power. So I really tried to do it to that as a way of furthering my own recovery. I didn't see it at that point as a way of getting to know myself or learning how to sit with myself. It was just a way of being in touch with my spirituality. So it has changed over the years.
How did you persist with it, Brian? Because obviously, like, it was this horrible thing to sit down and be with yourself. So how did you manage to do it, to start doing it?
I think it was kind of the way things were when I was in New Life. It was what was done was meditation. So we had a meditation teacher there. She was a Tibetan nun. And we did some guided classes, which kind of got me into the sort of not just sitting there with left of my head. It was a bit of guidance and that kind of, it wasn't so intense. And I think I got a little bit desensitized to it, to the stuff going on in my head.
And was there an actual turning point, do you think, the other day, you think, oh, this is actually quite useful?
There was. I did a Hungry Ghost retreat, actually, in Vince Cullen, in that five-day retreat, which was a lot of meditating. I did it for my recovery. I didn't know what I'd get out of it, but it was like the penny dropped. At the end of that 5 days, I had a desire to meditate. It was like I realized, okay, this is what it's about. I understand now why people say meditation saved my life. And since then, it's been just a journey. Yeah.
What about you, Natalie? So do you think when you started doing meditation this time that it was sort of different than when you did it in the ashram? Like, was there a...
Oh, definitely. I mean, the ashram I was still using as well, so I wouldn't really... It was an introduction to meditation, but it wasn't a real practice I had. When I came into recovery, I could do 5 minutes. So it was just something I just did in the hope of getting better. When I went to New Life and I learned about the Vipassana style meditation and the Buddhist principles, it did change for me. I found it really difficult. I couldn't stop my mind. I placed judgment on everything. I used to, every time I find my mind wandering off, I get really mad at myself and get really upset. Oh, I failed this meditation practice, so just give up. I'm no good at meditation. Brian actually talked me into doing a Vipassana when I was there, a 5-day one. It was October 2014, I think. And it was the worst 5 days of my life. Everyone kept talking about this breakthrough that happens in Vipassana. And by the end of the 5 days, it finished. This breakthrough hadn't come. Everyone else was saying how they'd got it and they were feeling...
And just for people that don't know, explain Vipassana.
Vipassana, so it's a meditation retreat where you're up really early in the morning and you go till late at night. And it's a combination of 45-minute sitting meditations and then half an hour or 40-minute walking meditation. And it's just that sitting, walking, the whole time is in silence. It's a process of really going inwards, and Vipassana is like insight meditation. So it's not about going into a trance. It's about being very conscious with yourself, noticing what's going on, allowing everything to be as it is, and just watching and basically being present and being okay with things as they are, which was completely foreign to me and I didn't like at all. And at the end of that retreat, I just thought, what's this about? And I didn't feel that I got anything from it. But looking back, I see I did. I really, you know, just that discipline and having stuck through it really set me up. And I found my meditation practice after that got a lot easier. And when I did my next 5-day meditation retreat, which was A Hungry Ghost with Vince Cullen, I found that I could go so much deeper. And, you know, it was a process of building up and getting there. It was a struggle at first, just being able to sit in silence and try not to judge my practice.
And Brian, what do you think the benefits have been for you in doing it, sort of sticking to it? Because you're doing a daily practice now?
Yeah, daily practice. It's essential to my recovery. It really is essential. I think the biggest thing I've gotten from it is learning to deal with, allow myself to experience difficult emotions. You know, stuff I've been running from all my life, stuff I used up, you know, and realizing it's actually okay. It's the stories in my head that actually propel this stuff, you know, whereas learning to just allow these emotions, no matter what they are, to accept my experience as it is, not try to change it. And it's really been life-changing and life-saving.
Yeah. How has it benefited you, Ellen?
It's really given me the opportunity to sit with things as they are. My whole life, I've run from things. I've run from my mind. I've run from experiences that I don't feel comfortable. And geographicals, just any kind of escape. What meditation, I mean, I do a daily practice as well. And it gives me that pause for reflection before acting. So, you know, when I'm in an uncomfortable situation, rather than just having to get up and leave, I can just look and notice that I'm uncomfortable and look at it and be okay with it. And it's not, you know, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but for me it's been such a big deal because I've run from things my whole life.
We'll give the last word to Brian. So Brian, there's obviously going to be lots of people who the idea of doing meditation just is madness. What would you say to them?
I'd say persist. Don't give up on it.
But they go, no, every time I sit down my head is bananas.
It's okay. I'd say take the guidance from people who've done it before, like yourself. You know, like I work with my clients as well, and we just do little bite size, you know.
How long will it be before it gets better?
Yeah.
How long will it be?
It's different for everyone. It'll be pretty soon. You get the hang of it, you know. It's something that's, like for me, I had to take like bite size, they call them mindful moments, you know, before each group. There's like 2 minutes. And in my last treatment, I'd say, okay, this is an opportunity to focus on my breath. You know, so these little bite-sized things built up. It started small, you know, and it got to the point where, it was okay to sit for whatever length of time.
Inspiring stuff. Well, thanks very much, guys. And hopefully we'll have you on again here soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.